The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
In Bos Chanan, we have the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments. One of the mitzvahs of the Ten Commandments is the mitzvah of Kibbud Av V'Em, that one should honor his mother and father. It is the fifth commandment. It states, Kabedes Avicho Vesimecho, you should honor your father and your mother, Kasher Tzivcho Hashem Elokecho, like the Lord your God has commanded you, Leman Yarichun Yomecho, in order that you should have length of days, Leman Yitav Loch, and in order that it will be tov, it will be good for you, Alo Adoma Asher Hashem Elokecho Nesein Loch, on the land which Hashem has given to you. Rashi tells us, what does it mean, Kasher Tzivcho, like Hashem has commanded? Where has Hashem commanded you that you should honor your father and mother? So Rashi brings Kedem Matan Torah, before the giving of the Torah, B'mora. After Israel came out of Egypt, before they went to Sinai, they stayed in Mora. And there it states, V'shom soch somlei cheik u'mishpot. At the end of B'shalach, it says that there Hashem gave them Chok, a statute, u'mishpot, mishpot, and judgments, a law. Rashi there explains, Chok was Shabbos. There's actually two girsos, there's two texts in Rashi. According to one, it was Shabbos. According to the other, it was the mitzvah of Por Aduma, the red heifer. Mishpot, the mishpot that they were taught there, was the mitzvah of Kibbud Av V'Em, of honoring one's father and mother. Let's go into this mitzvah tonight, and we'll see what we can learn from it. It has many, many important ramifications and many important fundamentals. Now we notice that this is the fifth command. And we can ask the question, because the mitzvahs were given on two tablets, five commands on one and five on another. The five commands on the second tablet all deal with mitzvahs bein odom l'chaveri, a mitzvah which relate between a man and his fellow man. For example, states leitzirzach, you shall not kill, leisinof, you shall not commit adultery, leisignof, you shall not steal, leisanav reecho eidshov, you shall not give false witness, leisach meireishis reecho, leisisav beis reecho, you shall not covet, envy your neighbor's possessions, which will make you go and try to take it from him. So all of the five commandments in the second tablet deal with mitzvahs bein odom l'chaveri, the mitzvah between man and his fellow man. The four first mitzvahs on the first tablet all deal with the mitzvahs bein odom l'mokem, mitzvahs between man and Hashem. For example, it states, Onoichi Hashem Elokecho, I am the Lord your God, you shall believe only in me. Lo yilecho elohim acherim, you shall not make other God, for yourself other gods. Leisiso Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashov, you shall not use Hashem's name in vain, you shall not swear falsely. And Shomer Shema Shabbos, you shall guard Shabbos. So these all deal between man and Lamokim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we would seem that one tablet was set aside for the mitzvahs between man and Hashem, and the other tablet was set aside between the mitzvahs of man and his fellow man. The exception to this is the mitzvah of Kibbud Av V'Em, of honoring your father and mother. Honoring your father and mother is a mitzvah bein odom l'chaveri. This deals with a mitzvah between man and his fellow man. Yet it's on the first tablet. It's not in the second tablet. This seems to be the exception. Also we find that it's the fifth tablet. It's the fifth mitzvah. Now the fifth mitzvah has a particular significance, because it was the fifth mitzvah that was mechaber, that joined the two tablets together. The Maral Miprag in the Sefer Tferish Yisrael, Perek Mem Aleph, and also in the Chidushi Agodus, to Besech the Kedushin, and Raf Lamed, goes into this mitzvah, which we'll mention this evening some of the points which he brings out. The Gemara in Kedushin, and Raf Lamed, Amid Beis, Gemara says, Tone Rabbonin, Ne'amar kabed es avicha v'simecha, ve'ne'amar kabed es Hashem ha'incha. It says that you shall, the Torah states that you shall honor your father and mother, and also you shall honor Hashem from your wealth. In both cases, it uses the same word, kabed, to give honor. Hishva kosev kved ava'im l'kved amokim. So we see that here the Torah equated the honor one is required to give to a father and mother, and the honor one is required to give to Hashem. Ne'amar ishime v'aviv tiro, ve'ne'amar es Hashem elakecho tiro. Another pasuk states that a person should fear his father and mother, a person should fear Hashem. Hishba kosev meras ava'im l'meras hamokim. We see that the same word, fear, that the Torah demanded for Hashem, the Torah also demanded for a father and mother. So the Torah equated the fear that one should have for Hashem together with that one should have for a father and mother. A third pasuk, Ne'amar mekalel aviv imay meishumas, ve'ne'amar ish ish ki yekalel lakov ve'nosa chetoy. If someone curses a father or mother, he shall be put to death. If someone curses Hashem, he shall be guilty for his sin. The same word that was used for a father and mother was used for Amok and was used for Hashem. Hashem has equated these two mitzvahs. And then the Gemara says, V'chein b'din, it should be like this. Why? She'shleishtin shutfin b'ay. There are three shutfim, three partners in the creation of man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, father and the mother. Shleish shut fin hem ba adam a korish ba khu va vivimai bizman sh adam khaber es avivimai a ma korish ba khu ma la ani alayhem ki lo dati benayhem ve khabdu ve kibduni. So Hashem says that all three of us are partners in the creation of you. When you will give honor to a father and mother, to your father and mother, then it's as if you are honoring me also, because they are my shutfim, they are my partners in your creation. And it's as if you are giving me honor also, so then I am very happy to live amongst you. And then the Gemara says further, Toni katana kameder av nachman bizman shod metzaris avivimai. If a person gives anguish or aggravation to a father or a mother, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Yofe osisi shalei dati b'neihem. It's very good that I do not live here. Shil moli dati b'neihem tziaruni. Because if I would live here, they would give me aggravation also. So we see that the honoring of a parent is in many ways equal to the honoring of Hashem. Accordingly, this would be the simple explanation as to why this mitzvah was placed number 5. Because in this mitzvah you fulfill both sections of the Torah. When you honor a parent, not only is a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveiro, a mitzvah between man and his fellow man, but you are also honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Hashem says, when you honor your parent, you are giving me honor. My honor and their honor are equal. So, therefore, the first 4 mitzvahs dealt exclusively with mitzvahs between a person and Hashem. The second 5 mitzvahs dealt with exclusively with mitzvahs between man and his fellow man. And the 5th mitzvah, the last one of the first tablet, deals with a mitzvah which deals with both. When you honor a parent, you honor Hashem also. This is the simple explanation. We can go into this at greater depth. The source of the entire world is Hashem. He is the source, he is the Siba of the entire world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, he did not keep these creative powers all for himself, even though he was the creator of everything. But he gave creative powers to man in regards to the bearing of children. When a child is born, he's not born by himself. But it took creative powers of a father and mother to bring him into this world. So, Kach Gozer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Hashem has decreed. That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the entire world, but he has imparted some of his creative powers to man also, to a father and mother. Like the Gemara says, Shleish Shutvim Ba'odim. There are three partners in the creation of man. So, when a person is born, his source is both HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his father and mother. The Gemara in Masechet Nidah, about Lamed Aleph, there lists all of the different elements that the father contributes in the child, that the mother contributes in the child, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he contributes to the child. So when a person is born, his source is both Hashem and his father and mother. And they are shutvim in this. A person must yield to his source. A person must honor his source. He must fear his source. Because it is that source, that cause, that brought him into this world. And Lulei Zeis, if not for that, he would not be here. His entire being and his existence is dependent on that force that created him. Now we are accustomed to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. The creator of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the creative force in the world. This is the creative force. But there is another creative force in the world. Hashem imparted from his creative forces to the father and the mother. A person is not born by himself, but only through the creative forces of his parents. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed in the world. So therefore, the Torah demanded that a person must respect and yield and fear and honor the force which made him, the force which brought him into the world. Now that is the force of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the forces of the father and the mother. And this is what the Gemara means, Shleish Shutvim Ba'odim. There are three partners. Bizman, that when they will honor their parents, so they are honoring me also. And it's very good that I live between them. When they're Mitzayah, their parents, when they give anguish to their parents, they are being Mitzayah me also, they are causing Mitzar. And Yofen, it's good that I do not live amongst them. The Gemara says, in Kiddushin, Rav Yosef kasher shoma kare de'ema shebosei lov, that Rav Yosef, when he would hear the footsteps of his mother coming to him, Omar, he said, Ekum mekame deshkinta da'asya. He said that I will stand because the Shekhinah is coming. When Rav Yosef heard the footsteps of his mother approaching, he said, let me stand. Mekame deshkinta da'asya, before the Shekhinah which is coming. Now we can understand what he meant. Because in every father and mother, there is the creative power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates man, and he imparted from this creative power to a father and a mother, where they are a partner with him in the creation of man. So just as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come, this is the source of man, therefore he's obligated to fear and respect this, and he would stand for Hashem. So when a person's mother approaches, Rabbi Yosef said, there's also that force, that creative force, which is his very creation, which is his very source. And he must stand. Ekum, I should stand. And he called it the Shekhinah. Because this creative power that she had in creating and bringing into the world of Yosef, this came, this was a shutvis, this was a partner with Hashem. We notice that he made this statement only regarding his mother, not regarding his father. And the reason is because the Shekhinah is the section of the Almighty that lives with the people. I mean, the Almighty dwells high in the heavens. But the Shekhinah is the section of the Almighty that lives with the people. Shekhinah means to dwell. For example, Hashem said, build me a mishkan, vasali mishkan, mishochanti b'seichom, so I may dwell amongst you. He wanted a mishkan so he could come and dwell amongst the people. So the Shekhinah is the part of Hashem that is very closely intertwined with the people. And that power we find in the mother, greater than the father. The father has a creative force to create a son or a daughter. But after that, the bond is not so strong. The bond between a child and a mother is much stronger. So in this he saw in his mother a resemblance to the Shekhinah. And therefore he said, Kishoma, when he heard, Karadi Ime, the footsteps of his mother approaching, Omar Ekum Kame Shekhinto, I will stand before the Shekhinah. Now, this gives us a little more depth into what does it mean that Kibbur Av Em is a mitzvah which entails both a mitzvah of man to his fellow man and man to Hashem, because both are intertwined together. We can go one step further. The atheists believe that there is no creator to the world. The world is something that took place by itself. It's a mere scientific phenomena, mere coincidence, which we would refer to as a micro. The Torah tells us that the world was created with a definite order, a definite intent. And there was no mikra. There were no coincidences which took place. As an illustration of this, we were commanded in the mitzvah of Shabbos. It says that Zohar or Shomar Hashem Shabbos Lekatshoi, you shall remember Shabbos and sanctify it. Why? Because this is a declaration that in 6 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and on the seventh day he rested. The Gemara says someone who blatantly desecrates the Shabbos is being kefir b'maisa b'reishis. It's the Gemara Masechtah. He's denying the maisa b'reishis. When Klal Yisrael keeps Shabbos, they are illustrating that there was a creator, there was a creation, there were days of creation and a day of rest. If someone blatantly desecrates the Shabbos and completely ignores the Shabbos, the Gemara says, then he is denying that there was a creation, there were days of creation, there was a creator, and he rested. So this is why we were given mitzvah Shabbos, the Gemara says. Zocha v'shomer Hashem HaShabbos. Because, sheish is yomim, 6 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens and the earth and everything, and on the seventh day he rested. Now, this is in regards to the Bria Klolis, to the general creation. All right, so now we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in general, that there is a Bira and a Balabira. There is a palace, and there is a builder and a master of the palace. What about, though, the Bria Protis? What about all of the details and the everyday going ons of the creation? Is this something also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu carefully guards and carefully watches? And Hakol, Bekavono, everything is with intent. Or perhaps this also is given over to mere scientific phenomena or mere coincidence. So there were Chaykrim, there were philosophers that held, those that still hold, that even if we will concede that there is a creator, there were great philosophers that held this, that there was a creator. But once he created the world, and he set it in motion, and he created the laws of nature, and the laws of physics, and the laws of science, now the rest was given over now to the scientific motion. And all of the individual details that happen, this is merely through scientific phenomena. According to this, when it comes to giving birth to children. So again, this is just the world is going forward in accordance to its own inertia. And it means that if Reuben is born or if Shimon is born, this is not necessarily the hand of Hashem. This is not necessarily with intent and with perfect order, but this is with the power of inertia. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. He set down specific laws of science and physics and nature. And now, the world travels at its own speed. And there are many, of the past generations and in this generation, and many of our youth, and many scientists, and many people who are involved in social sciences, who claim that birth is a mere biological fact. It's a mere biological fact. Similar to that of the animal world. The Torah denies this. The Torah denies this emphatically. Not only it's not mere biological fact, but there could not be a greater untruth. There could not be a greater antithesis. Because the Gemara tells us that many things HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use an emissary to fulfill. He'll send a malach, he'll send an angel, he'll send a shliach. But there are three maftoches, there are three keys which he will give to no one else. Only he will safeguard this key. And that is one of those three keys, Archayah. The giving of birth. When it comes to the giving of birth, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give over to any emissary. He himself will be the master. So there couldn't be a greater untruth to the philosophy that the generations of people, the offsprings, are mere biological facts. It is because of this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us in Kibbur Av V'Em, in honoring a father and a mother. Why? Because if it was a mere biological fact, then the seichel, logic, could not dictate why one would owe any honor to a father or mother. If it was only a matter of chance, if it was only a matter of science, if it was only a matter of biology, so why should one honor and respect a father or mother? And the fact is, I remember when I was a youth and I would have discussions with campus students. So I used to hear this argument that why should one respect a father or mother when it's a mere biological fact that he happened to be born? And I'm sure that the argument is probably still in force. When a child is born, it is only through the specific guidance and hand of the Almighty. The fact is, Bilam, one of the things he mentioned, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu waits and counts the seeds of Israel to wait for the time when the righteous one will be born, this is all under his hashkocha, all under his hashkocha protis, his individual intention. And when he gave this power also to the father and the mother, he did not merely use them as tools, that he needed a scientific tool, he needed a biological tool. He gave them also the powers of creation. That's why one of the greatest gifts given to man was this power to reproduce. In this way, they become a shutevim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a partner in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world. And it is impossible, the Torah tells us. Many times someone will say, you had a child at a later age, they'll answer it was an accident. It is impossible that there can be a child born through an accident. This mafteach, this key is not even given over to an angel. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and the partners in this, is the father, are the father and the mother. Now, the mitzvah of Kibbur Av Ve'Em is the declaration to this fact. Because if they did not have a direct hand in this creation, but it was merely an accident or a biological fact, then the Torah would not have commanded us to honor a parent. So when one honors a parent, it is because he, the parent, was his source, was his beginning, was the force that brought him here, and it is a force which is not coincidence, but which is definite creation. Now, when a person will honor his parents, this is also a declaration, therefore, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the universe. And this is something of great depth. Because when we refute the foundation that there is no Hashgocha Protis, when we refute such a foundation, that there is no personal attention given by Hashem to every detail of the world as it goes forward, when we refute this, so we are giving therefore honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. We are declaring that He is the master of the world. So the Gemara means even greater depth than this. That when one honors his parent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that they have honored me also. And Yofer Shadarti B'neihem, and it's good that I live amongst them. When one is Metzayer, gives pain to a parent, he is giving pain to me also. Now, we can have even more depth in why this mitzvah is the fifth mitzvah. First four mitzvahs dealt with mitzvahs between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last five mitzvahs deals with mitzvahs between a person and another person. And these are the two sections of the entire Torah. Now, there must be a chibur. There must be something to join the two sections together. And that's the fifth mitzvah, the last mitzvah of the first tablet. That's a mitzvah that it's not only by mere coincidence that it deals both with a parent and it deals with Hashem. But here, the two sections of the Torah come together. The two sections of the Torah, how one should act towards another person, how one should act towards Hashem, comes together at one point here. Because here, when one honors his parent, through this honor, he's honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. At this point they meet.
The mitzvah is between man and his fellow man, and the mitzvah is between Hashem. This is a real shutfus, a real partnership. Therefore, it's the fifth mitzvah, which joins the two sections of the Torah together. And also what we can understand now is the order of the mitzvahs. The first mitzvah, of the first of the Aseres HaDibros, of the commandments. First command was that, I am the Lord your God. Second one, you shall make no, for yourself no other gods. The third one, you shall not use my name in vain. This refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The essence of Hashem. How you should treat the essence of Hashem. He and his name. Fourth mitzvah deals with Hashem vis-a-vis the world in general. I have created the entire world. I have created the heavens. I have created the earth. I have created the sea. For 6 days I created, and on the seventh day I rested. So that's the mitzvah of Shabbos. Fifth mitzvah now deals with Hashem vis-a-vis all of the individual details of the ongoing world. Not only have I created the entire world, but I also have created the everyday happenings of the world. The generations, the births, and so forth. And therefore you shall honor your father and your mother, which also honors me. Kodesh Baruch Hu has equated his kovet to the kovet to the honor of a father and mother. And then the other five, that deals exclusively mitzvahs between man and his fellow man. The Torah tells us, "Kabed es avicho vesimecho, leman yarichun yomecho, leman yitav loch." In order that you shall have length of days, and in order that it shall be good for you. And the Gemara darshins, "Leman yarichun yomecho," in order that you shall have days which are everlasting long. "Leman yitav loch," in order that you shall have days which forever are good and are only good. This refers to the Olam Haba, to the next world. This Rashi brings. So we see from here that if a person honors his father and mother, he will be awarded with goodness, with tov, and with length of days. We find the same expression by another mitzvah, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKam. It's a mitzvah that when a person is walking along and he happens to be confronted with a nest of birds, and the mother is sitting on the with the young children, and he wants to take the entire nest. So the mitzvah is no. Shalach tishalach eso eim v'abonim tikach loch. He cannot take the children together with the mother. Yikach eim al abonim, or the mother with the children, but he must send away the mother. And then he can take the children. And there also the Torah tells us, laman yarichun yomecho, in order that you shall have length of days, and in order that it shall be good for you. Now, why do we find in these two mitzvahs, what is similar between these two mitzvahs? In both places, the Torah promised us that the reward will be that you'll have length of days and goodness of days. The answer is, if a person cleaves to the creation which Hashem has made, and in accordance to the Torah, then he will be awarded with good. Because the creation that Hashem made is good. How do we know this? This is what the Torah tells us. Each day when Hashem created something, Vayar Hashem Kitov, Hashem saw that it was good. One day is not mentioned good, so the next day is mentioned Tov twice. Good is mentioned twice. So we see that the creation, this world that Hashem made, His acts, His creation, this is good. If a person will cleave to this goodness, he in turn will have this goodness. These two mitzvahs in particular have an affinity, a strong affinity between the person and the creation. Why? If a person comes across a nest, if he takes the mother and the children, so he has completely destroyed that nest. He's completely destroyed it. So this is a destructive force in the creation. This is opposite of creation, of creativity. The Torah says, send the mother away, take the children. The mother will go now and build another nest. So he is maintaining creativity here. When a person will honor his mother and father, why is he doing this? Because they were the force which created him. They were the creative force. So he is respecting that force. He is yielding to it. So there is affinity between him and the creation. Actually, the honoring of a mother and father, this has to do with the source of creation. The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, this has to do with the maintenance, the kiyum of creation, the kiyum hametzius. The mitzvah of kibud avim, of honoring a father and mother, this has to do with the sheirish hametzius. This is the source of creativity, his source. The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, of sending away the mother, this has to do with the maintenance of the creativity. Because if you will take the entire nest, you will destroy a piece of the creation. And the creation needs both of this. Therefore, the Torah says by both of these mitzvahs, that if you will guard my creation in accordance to the Torah, and my creation is tov, is good, because Vayar Hashem ki tov, and everything that Hashem created, He said it was good, then you will be zeichet to tov. You will be enriched with the ultimate good and the ultimate length of days. The Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin tells us Boy minei meravula. They asked for meravula. Ar hechon kibur aveim. How far should one go? How far must one go in this mitzvah of honoring a parent? Amalehem, so he answered, Tzu'ur'u ma'osa evit kechovim echot. Go and see, there was a goy, a non-Jew, Ashkelon, he lived in Ashkelon, the Doma ben Nesina Shmai, his name was Doma ben Nesina, he was a Roman. Go and see how he honored his parent. And from this goy we can learn how one must honor his parents. There was a time when the Chachomim, the sages, wanted to do some business with him, and the business involved 600,000 pieces of silver. And they needed some goods which were locked in a chest, and he could not open the chest without disturbing his father. And his father was sleeping. The key was under the pillow where his father was sleeping. Tesis brings to the Yishalmi, why didn't he just break the chest for 600,000 pieces of silver? It would have been worth to break the chest. So he said, because the Yishalmi says the father's feet were resting on the chest. And he refused to wake up his father in order to open the chest and fulfill this business. And he lost the deal. Omer Yehuram Ashmul, Shalo Esr Blezer Hechen Kibravim. They asked the Blezer this question, how far must one go for Kibravim? Omer Lehem Suru. So he also brought a case from the same person. One time the sages came to him, and he had the precious jewels precious stones which the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, wore on the shoulders of his galm. And they wanted to buy it, purchase it from him for 600,000 pieces of silver. Others say it was the story was 800,000. Also, the key to the chest was under the pillow of his father, and he would not wake up his father to get the jewels, and therefore he lost the deal. The next year, Kodesh Baruch Hu repaid this non-Jew. And in his herd was born to him a Por Aduma, a red heifer. Now, we know that the red heifer was used as a special mitzvah. It was shechted, and then it was burnt, and the ashes was used together with spring water, and from here the tameim, those that became tameh by coming in contact with a dead person, would purify themselves. And this was needed, imperative to Klal Yisrael, because without it, so the kahanim would not be able to go into the Beis Hamikdash, and nobody would be able to eat from the sacrifices. So nichnasu, and it was a very rare animal, because it must be perfectly red. If it has two hairs, which are not red, so this disqualifies it. Nichnasu chachmi Yisrael etzlei. So the wise of Israel came to him, omalehem. And they wanted to do business with him. They said that we'll purchase from you your red heifer. So Dima ben Nisina said, I know that whatever price I will demand, you will have to pay me, because you must have this. So I can set any price for this. But I will not ask for any more money, except the amount that I lost because I honored my father. That amount of money is what I want, not more. So Rabbi Hanina said, Mami sheina mitzuvayse kach, mitzuvayse alachas v'kam v'kam. Someone who is not commanded, Kibbut Avein was not one of the mitzvahs that the Goyim are commanded in. They're only commanded in seven mitzvahs, and this is not one of their mitzvahs. So if someone who is not commanded in such a mitzvah fulfills it in this manner, so we who are commanded, al achas kama vakama, how much more so? Someone who fulfills a mitzvah that he's commanded in is much greater than someone who fulfills a mitzvah that he is not commanded in. Then the Gemara incidentally brings from Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was blind. And there is a shaila in the Gemara whether a blind person is obligated in mitzvahs or not. So Rabbi Yosef used to do mitzvahs even though he was blind. So he used to say that if someone could prove to me that the halacha is that a blind person is poter, is free from mitzvahs, then I would make a whole simcha, I would make a yumatam l'rabbonan, I make a yantar for the rabbonan. Why? Because I thought then my reward would be even greater. The fact that I'm not obligated in mitzvahs and I still fulfill mitzvahs. But now that I heard that someone who is not obligated in mitzvahs has less reward for fulfilling his mitzvahs than someone who is obligated, so now I would like to know the someone to prove to me that aloch is that a blind person is obligated. Then the Gemara goes further. Kioser of Dimi, Omar Pamachas Hoye Lovush Sirkin Shilzov. There was a time when this man was dressed in sirkun shelzov, in a golden cloak, and he was sitting together with the notables, with the dignitaries of Rome. When Bossi Imai and his mother came, Tosfos brings that the Medrash says she was meturefes midas, she was insane, not in balance. His mother came, karosimimena, tore the gown off of him, tofkalei araosho, she slapped him, the yorkalei baforof, and she spit in front of him. And he was sitting there together with the dignitaries of Rome. And he refused to say anything to his mother. He refused to do anything. And the Gemara continues. There are some that will feed their father pishune. This was a very rare, expensive bird. But still, this they will not have reward from this mitzvah because they do it in a belligerent manner. There are others that will grind something in a mill for them and feed the father not such expensive food, but they will have world to come from this because they do it in such an honorable way. Rabbi Bo said that my son Avimi, he fulfilled mitzvah's kibud. He had chamisha b'nei smichi. He had five sons. It says smichi. Could mean that they all had smicha. He had five sons. And still, while he was alive, and still when I would come to also Rabbi Bo, kori avovo roit, the ozel posachle, v'omer ein, ademoti osam, when I would come and knock on the door, he wouldn't allow any of his five sons to open the door for me. But he himself would come running to the door and say, I am coming. Even though he had five grown sons, when his father would come to the door, he wouldn't let any of the grandchildren go to the door. But he himself would go. And then the Gemara goes further on. The question here is, why is it that we find that this goy, a non-Jew, was so great in the mitzvah of Kibbur Abayim? And why is it that we find that the Chazal had to go learn from a non-Jew? They said they want to teach us the mitzvah of Kibbur Abayim. How far should a person go for such a mitzvah? So they said, here, I'll teach you from this case. And they bring from Dima ben Asina, this man. Do we have to go to a goy to learn this mitzvah? The truth of the matter is, we find that in the mitzvah Kibbur Avayim, the goyim were very great in this. And it seems perhaps even greater than Klal Yisrael. This is one illustration. And another illustration is the Medrash in Eilut Dvorim brings, in Parshas Dvorim, brings Omer Reb Shimon Gamliel, Kol yomai hayisi meshames es avi, veleishimashti oisei echad mimeya sheshim esav arosh es aviv. Reb Shimon Gamliel said that all of my days I served my father, but I did not serve my father 100th of the service that Esav Harosha, Esav the wicked, gave to his father, gave to Yitzchok. When I would serve my father, I would take care of him. I took care of him in old clothing. I wore my old clothes because if I was cooking for him, or if I was baking, or I was serving him at the table, I didn't wear my good clothing. And when I went out into the city, then I would put on my nice clothing. I would put on clean clothing. Esav Arosha, Esav Kishoya Meshamish Esavi, when he served Yitzchak, his father, Hoya Meshamish Esavi Bigde Malchus, he served him in clothing of a king. How do we know that Esav served Yitzchak in clothing of a king? How do we know it? Because it says that when Yaakov wanted to steal, when Rivka told Yaakov, go and steal the brochas from your father Yitzchak, and she wanted to disguise him as Esav. Esav was coming with the food for Yitzchok. And this is how we know that Yitzchok had so much COVID, because the Torah tells us that Yitzchok, Rivka Yeheves as Yaakov, Rivka loved Yaakov, But Yitzchak ohev es Esav ki tzayid befiv. Yitzchak loved Esav ki tzayid befiv because he would always bring his hunting to him. Esav would go out into the fields and he would catch the pheasants and the fowls and the animals and whatnot, and he would bring it to Yitzchak. Ki tzayid befiv. So now, Yitzchak told Esav, go and catch some good food for me, some deer, and bring it to me, and I will bless you. Rivka wanted to disguise Yaakov as Esav, so it said that she took the bigde chamudais, asher hoyo bi'ito. She took the bigde chamudais, the very precious clothing of Esav, which was by her in the house. So there the Medrash asks, Rashi brings it, what was Esav's clothing doing by his mother? Esav was married, he had wives. Why did he keep his clothing by his mother? So Rashi tells us, these were bigdei chamudais. They were very valuable clothing, and he didn't trust his wives. Not with these. So that's a little strange. Well, why can't you trust your wife with your clothing? So there's a further medrash. The Torah tells us these were bigdei chamudais, these were precious clothing. It means they were precious clothing. It doesn't mean that it was a 300 rand suit. It means it was precious clothing. These were the clothing from Adam Arishim, the medrash tells us. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam and Chava, the first man and first woman, he made kosnes or he made clothing for them. And these clothing he made in Gan Eden. And these clothing went to Adam's children and to his children's children. Then they went to one individual that Esav had killed and stole these clothing from. These clothing, his other clothing, his 300 rand suits, he would trust with his wives, but not these. See, these he won't. These were invaluable. There was no price for them in the entire world. They were invaluable. So this clothing he trusted his mother with. These were the bigdei chamudais. So now there's a kasha. Rivka wanted to disguise Yaakov as Esav. So it said she took the bigdei chamudais and she put them on Yaakov. But why would this disguise Yaakov as Esav? Esav was going to prepare a meat and cook meat for his father. So why did she put this clothing on him? So evidently we see from here that when Esav would go serve his father, this was the clothing that he would wear. And this is what Reb Shimon Gamliel means. He says, when I served my father, I didn't fulfill 1/100th of what Esav did. Can you imagine? That he put on bigdei malchus, he called it. The royal clothing he put on when he went to serve Esav. That's why, when he went to serve Yitzchok. And that's why Rivka knew that she would have to put this clothing on Yaakov if he was to be disguised as Esav. When I served my father, I served him in my house clothing. When I went out to the market, to the city, I put on my nice clothing. Esav served Yitzchok, his father. He put on bigdei malchus. Put on the royal clothing. So here's another illustration that we see that by the Goyim, they were greater in the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av Ve'Em than by the Jews. What's the explanation for this? There are several. There's actually three reasons we can give into this. One is the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av Ve'Em is a mitzvah which is a very logical mitzvah. There are many mitzvahs in the Torah which are not so logical, difficult to understand. There are some mitzvahs that we can never understand completely. Kibbutz Av Ve'Em is a mitzvah which is very, very logical. The seichel is mechayevet. Human intelligence demands it. They created you. They're the ones who brought you into the world. Incidentally, people usually say they did so much for you. That's not the reason for Kibbutz Av Ve'Em. They did so much for you, therefore they deserve your respect and honor. Then someone says, and my parents didn't do so much for me, so therefore I don't have to honor them. This is irrelevant. Because that they did so much for you, that you're obligated towards any person. The Torah wouldn't have said, Ki b'rav ein. Any person that does something for you, you're obligated to show respect for, you're obligated to thank him. And that's derech eretz. That's kofi b'tayiv. Someone who is a recipient of a chesed from someone else, and he does not appreciate it, the Gemara says this is a kofi b'tayiv. This is someone who denies goodness that was given to him. And this is a terrible thing. And the Torah wouldn't have told us to honor a father and mother on this basis. You're obligated to honor anyone on that basis. Why you're obligated to honor a parent beyond this reason is not because what they did for you, because they, together with the Almighty, brought you into the world. And a person must yield. He must bow to his source. So this is something which logic demands. And that's why when this mitzvah was given to Klal Yisrael before the giving of the Torah, Shom Lechek U'Mishpot, there we were commanded in a chok, in a statute, and a mishpot. Mishpot means a logical mitzvah. So there Rashi says, what was the logical mitzvah? Ki b'rav ein. Because perhaps it is the most logical mitzvah in the entire Torah. Now, the goyim, the nations of the world, they are guided by human logic and intelligence. They are guided by human logic and intelligence. This is their measuring yard, their measuring stick. This is their rudder. Logic demands, human intelligence demands, they are guided by this. Therefore, mishpotim, laws which one can understand, they fulfill. When it comes to chukim, laws which a person cannot understand, not only they do not fulfill, but there all the time Rashi brings in Chumash, ha'umais meinim es Yisrael, that wherever it says, zeis chukas ha-Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the statute. Why is Hashem telling us? Because ha'chukis, ha'umais meinim es Yisrael, the goyim come and criticize Yisrael, they scoff at Yisrael. Why don't you eat chazir? What's wrong with it? Why do you keep kosher? What's wrong with it? Why don't you wear wool and linen together? What is the por aduma? This they can't understand. If it's in the world of human intelligence, now this they're experts at. When it comes to science, when it comes to medicine, when it comes to business, this they're experts at. This is their world. If it goes beyond this, this is beyond their limitation. Since Ki b'rav ein is the mitzvah which has the greatest mishpat in it, the greatest of the human logic in it, therefore they were experts at it. Klal Yisrael, who their seichel, their logic is not geared necessarily to human intelligence, to human logic. Their logic is geared already to what is known as seichel, not seichel anushi, but seichel aleikai. Not the seichel of people, but the seichel of Hashem. So they're not drawn after this mitzvah more than other mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, honor your parents and keep kosher. They both mean the same to Klal Yisrael. Because their makeup is to be nimshach, to be drawn after the seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, we find that Klal Yisrael were not such great zrizim. They were not so stringent. They were not such kanoim when it came to the mitzvah of Ki b'rav ein as much as the goyim were. And therefore he said that a Jew should have to go learn by a goy ad heichon how far the mitzvah of Ki b'rav ein is. This is one reason. And incidentally, from here it is very well understood the reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Dima ben Nesina. What was the reward he received fulfilling the mitzvah of Ki b'rav ein? Was born to him a por aduma. The por aduma is the red heifer. The red heifer is the ultimate, the Torah says, in the chukim. The ultimate in the mitzvah that one can understand, is the Ki b'rav ein. The ultimate in the mitzvah that one cannot understand, The Torah says is the chuk is the poradume, the red heifer. Zeis chukas apora. And it's on that that Shlomo HaMelech said that amati ech kachom avihi recheikim imeni, that I thought I was wise, but I still do not understand this mitzvah. So like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that since you fulfilled your mitzvah with such a great zeal, I will reward you with my mitzvah. And he gave him a poradume. That's one reason. Another reason is why must one honor a parent? So like we said, because the parent is the force that brought a person into this world. Now, Shleisha Shutfim Bodim, the Gemara says, there are three partners. Which world does a parent bring a person into? This world is a Gemara in Perakei Lematzias. The Gemara says it's on Daf. It's on Daf Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah says that if you find a lost article which belongs to your parent, and you find a lost article that belongs to your rabbi, which one must you return first? So it says you must return your rabbis first, because kfei the rabbi, the honor that you have for a rabbi is greater than the honor you have for a parent. So the Mishnah says why? Because ovi vimei mevi yuli de'ailam azeh, father and mother bring you into this world. The rabbi mevi yuli de'ailam abo, the rabbi brings you into the next world. So we see, what is the function, the task of the parent? To bring a person into this world. This world is not the world of Klal Yisrael. Medrash tells us on the Pasuk Vayisraitzesu Habonim that when Rivka was carrying Yaakov and Esav, and they were quarreling, and there was great turbulence, so the Medrash says, what were they quarreling about? Hoyu merivin v'nachles shnei alomes. They were quarreling over the inheritance of the two worlds. Esav's world was this world, and Yaakov wanted some of it. And Yaakov's world was the next world, and Esav wanted some of it. And from Esav came Edom, and came Rome. And we see that Rome has had great success in this world. The Roman culture, it's Western culture, they've had greater success in this world than Klal Yisrael. Their cities have been built up into great metropolises. And Yerushalayim is Birchubone. So this world, this is the world of the non-Jew. The world of the Jew, that's the next world. Now, when there are Shlosh Shutfim Bodim, the parent brings a person into this world. And his rabbi brings him into the next world. The non-Jew, he sees what brought him into this world. Therefore, he has a very great affinity to the father and mother. The Jew sees not only what brought him into this world, but what will bring him into the next world. And therefore, his affinity and his zeal towards that mitzvah is not as great as the non-Jew. And a third point, which is very similar to the second point, is that the Gemara in Masechet Nida says, this is on Daf Lamed, that the Gemara says that the three partners that create man, a father, a mother, and the Almighty, the father and the mother, they give forth the physical elements in man. And the father gives, and the Hashem gives the spiritual element. The physical body, this the father and mother contribute to. The neshama, the soul, this the Almighty gives. So this means that a person actually has three parents. He has a father, he has a mother, and he has Hashem. He has three parents. And he's obligated to honor all of them. And this is like the Gemara said. Hishva Kosev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, honor me, honor myself, and honor your parents. Fear me, fear your parents. So he has three. By the non-Jew, physical body is the ikar. That's the essence. Your soul, that's secondary. So he has a greater attachment to the force that has brought in the physical body. And this is why we will find that many non-Jews are very close to their parents. He doesn't see anything above that. Therefore, Esav had a very close attachment to Yitzchak. And he served him greater than Rav Shimon Gamliel said he was able to serve his parent. By the Jew, that he has a soul. So not only is he drawn to his parent, but he's also drawn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Torah said, Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. Hashem says, you are my sons. So they're drawn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. So therefore, the affinity that they have to the parent is shared with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are drawn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. So it's for this reason that we find a greater zrizus, a greater zeal in the mitzvah of honoring a parent by the non-Jew, and especially by the Romans. He was a Roman. He was sitting between Gedalei Remi, and then the Romans came from Esav. By them, and that's this world, their world. By the non-Jew, then by the Jew. Therefore, the Gemara said, there's the tendency, there could be the tendency by the Jew to be a little lackadaisical in the mitzvah of Kibra Ve'im, so let him go learn from the non-Jew. This is why we find such great Kibra Ve'im by Dima ben Nesina. These are some of the important points in the mitzvah of Kibra Ve'im and the reasons, and we see that they play a very unique role in the entire Torah. Because the first four commandments, these were exclusively between man and Hashem. The second five, the last five commandments, these were between man and his fellow man. And they were divided in two tablets, which means there are two sections of the Torah. The command which is Mechaber, which combines the entire Torah, was a command which synonymously a person fulfills both between another person, his parent, and Hashem. Because all were his creators, and they were shutfim, they were partners in this creation. So this is a mitzvah which encompasses all of the Torah. And that's why it was the fifth command which combines both tablets.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.